That's why it's so important that we play, even if it feels uncomfortable, that we celebrate, even if we feel undeserving, that we laugh, even if we don't think we know how. Nor is it prudent to broadcast all the details of our private lives, either in public or in meetings of adult children. Today I pray for the wisdom to share what I should and leave the rest unsaid. Effective creative living takes practice and work. We are the sum of what we were. The hours and days of our lives can grow increasingly brighter through all our remaining years if the self we are becoming is willing to pump enough iron. We have a choice as always, yesterday's hurt or today's celebration. We have not all started at the same place. Our task is to learn to stay within ourselves. Healthy living demands enough of a central focus that something gets finished once it gets started. Lacking this, we often return to fight the same battle once again. Forgiveness, on the other hand, is the gesture of a healthier mentality and power. As long as we fail to forgive, we condemn ourselves to being fixated at our point of pain. Tell me what company you keep and I'll tell you who you are, Cervantes. Our whole task is to grow in the realm of self-esteem and self-confidence. This demands that we experience some success. Stick with the winners, not those who drag us down. Promoting our own physical well-being is as much a part of recovery as reprogramming our past. We live in our bodies after all, and the condition of those bodies either limits or expands our capacity for emotional management. Today, I will eat nutritious foods and get some exercise. Others see it, the past, as an opportunity, fairly given it or not, to build strength and gain wisdom with the help of a loving God. The difference is all in the attitude. Two deep emotional needs of every living human being are acceptance and love, to love and be loved. We simply were not made to live alone. To celebrate this is to recreate, refresh, and remake the spirit. In step 12, we throw open the doors of the banquet hall to those who are still standing outside in the cold. Like new shoes, my new behaviors and feelings will feel stiff and uncomfortable for a little while.